Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Joanna, she's got some beef here.
Thanks to a little segment that we call Just Curious. Everybody knows now that I've had a breast augmentation, right?
Yeah, we should back this up because we were all speculating in studio if producer Joanna had the surgery or not.
Right.
And I think the guys said no, all the women said yes, and the women were right.
Don't clump me into that. I had never even noticed Joanna's breasts until Melissa brought that subject up in a meeting. Like, she's not.
Anyway, they were trying to guess, and everybody thought, and I said yes, and so then I was right. Go ahead.
So now whenever I go out, I'm not afraid to tell. You know, if someone asks, I'll tell you yes or no. Well, I've noticed that whenever I go out now, if someone asks me if they're real or not, and I say yes, they don't ask if they can grab them. They just go ahead and start grabbing. And I'm not sure.
Random strangers?
Yes. Random women are just grabbing my boobs. And it's really uncomfortable.
They don't say, can I feel them?
No.
They just go for it.
They just go in for it.
Do you think, really? Do you think that women who've had breast augmentation who do the I don't care if you look at them, let me show them to you, do you think they have ruined it for you?
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's, you know, I don't know who does that. Like, hey, just look at my boobs. I'm not okay with that. I'm very uncomfortable with people just coming up and grabbing them. Mind you, we're usually in a bar, so they've had a few drinks and they get a little liquid courage, so they think they can just come and grab. But I just want to put it out there that it's very uncomfortable and I don't appreciate
it. But there are some...
That's rude.
There are some women, because if I remember correctly, when you got yours, it was like a low-key thing.
Yeah.
Because there are some women who announce that they're saving up for it. Then they go get them. Mm-hmm. Then they're flashing people. Then
as soon as they get them, they're willing to show anybody. I worked with a saleswoman in Dallas. As soon as she walked in, she was gone for a couple of weeks, comes in, she was showing everybody in the office.
So
it just takes one woman to really sort of set the mold for everybody else.
She's ruined it for you.
Yeah, I mean, whoever it is and all those women out there, I'd really appreciate it if you keep your tops on because it's really starting to get on my nerves.
I've seen it happen to Stacey. My wife, at a charity event one night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, random woman, buzz, listener. Hey, you're Bert from The Bert Show, right? You're Stacey? Doesn't even ask. Went for him.
What did she do?
Right for him. Grabbed Stacey's chest at a charity event.
What did Stacey do?
I think Stacey was just buzzed enough to like laugh it off, but then the next day she's like, did that really happen?
That is so bizarre.
And then the worst part is that the most...
I cannot imagine doing that.
The most recent time it happened, I didn't have a bra on, so that's an even more violation, because at least with a bra, you have like a little, you know...
Barrier.
Mm-hmm. This one, I didn't, and it was really just... And they were like full-on, like handfuls, and squeezing...
Do you back away?
I haven't even touched them like that.
Do you back away?
Yes, and I would just... You just look at them. You don't want to embarrass them. You don't want to call them out.
It's like pregnant belly syndrome.
Slap
their
hands.
And people who will touch a pregnant woman's belly without asking, it's like they want to touch your silicone or your saline without asking. That's rude.
Ask me questions. I'll tell you all about it. I'll walk you through the surgery, but I just don't... God, I've never
tried this.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that people even... Like, random people even ask you about it. Like, it took us months to ask you about it, and we work with you.
I mean, I think they're just, I think women feel more comfortable. Like yesterday, some girls at work were going around asking me if I had my boobs done or not. And mind you, I'm a little more covered up at work, I think. Like yesterday, I had a turtleneck on and they were asking me. So yeah. I don't mind it. I just don't want you grabbing them.
Has a guy ever done it?
No.
Oh, good.
No. So a guy's never come up and said, are they real or not? And then
can I touch them? I've had guys ask, but never not touch.
So they ask, they get the answer, and then they don't respond the way women do.
So this is all girls.
Yeah,
all
this women. Is all women.
Yeah. God, I've never tried it.
Yeah. Well, now you're in a relationship now, but I was going to say, you should do that.
All right. Go ahead and give her a feel. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning. Hi. I want to let her know, because I don't have the boob problem. I have the hair problem, kind of like the pregnancy problem. I have really, really big hair. So whenever people see me, especially in a drunk environment, they always feel the need to touch my hair. Like, I can kind of give them the look like, please don't do that. Like, I mean, it's my hair, not yours. You could have just wiped your butt. Who knows? But they always feel the need to grab my hair. Oh, my God, you have really, really nice hair. So just let her know. It just comes with the territory. I get really nice boobs and really nice hair and really nice bellies. Like to get rubbed on.
You just need to keep your hands to yourself, women, because it's a woman thing. It's not a dude thing.
Yes, because permission.
I've seen people do that to Katie, because Katie has nice hair, and there are people that go up and will just rub their fingers. They'll comb it with their fingers. Like, oh, you have such pretty hair. We're like, what are you doing?
The Burt Show.
Furman Sanders is here. What's going on, Furman?
Good morning, Atlanta.
How you doing, dude? this is quite a compliment right here, man. I mean, Cosmo Magazine names, 51 guys every year as the hottest bachelors in the country. And this year, you got the call, dude. There you are, in Cosmo.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. That's bragging rights right there. I know all your friends are giving you crap, but you got bragging rights right there, dude.
Yeah, I definitely caught a little bit of crap for it, but at the same time, it's pretty funny. And it is an awesome achievement, for sure.
Who nominated you?
My sister, one of my four sisters, actually. My second oldest sister, Rita, by the way, thank you if you're listening, Rita, nominated me. Didn't tell me about it. And actually, I was on my lunch break, and I had a phone call from Cosmopolitan Magazine telling me and congratulating me that I won Georgia's Hottest Bachelor. And I was just kind of like, I'm like waiting for the punchline here. Where's it? You want me to send you $200? I mean, what, you know?
You really thought somebody was joking you.
Yeah, so I was just like, let me call you back. And so the girl, I guess, was kind of stunned about that. So she called my sister, and then my sister called me and was like, Furman, that's awesome. I was like, hold on. You know, tell me what's going on. I mean, you got to let me know about these things, you know, ahead of time.
So then right after what? They come down to Georgia and take photographs, or do you go to New York, or what's happened since you were named this hottest bachelor in Georgia thing?
First, I went to New York, flew me to New York, and we went to the Hamptons, and we did a photo shoot in the Hamptons, which was
nice.
It was awesome, yeah. And but it was all day long, you know, 12 hours of getting treated like a piece of meat, but it was cool. Definitely grade A meat, right? And, you know, we did a photo shoot there, and I came back and actually finished up work, did close out. I worked month-to-month sales, so I had to be back at work to close the month out strong. And then they flew us back out to New York in October for the release of the magazine, where we did like appearances on the Today Show. We went to Wilhelmina Modeling Agencies. Actually had a red carpet event for us at this club, this nightclub in Atlanta. I mean, I'm sorry, in New York, called The Greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to walk the red carpet. It was invite only, which is pretty cool, because whenever we walked the stage individually, there's like 200 hot screaming chicks there.
Which was awesome. Yeah, this is bragging rights right here, for sure. But
and especially since his sister's the one that did the application, you know,
because you think that raises the stakes. Like,
because I think that if he had done it himself, he'd be getting more crap for that.
I'm guessing most of the guys probably were nominated by somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you got to talk to the guys from the other states and meet all of them or whatever, did any of them admit to nominating themselves?
I think one guy, his dad nominated him, it was cool, I guess. Yeah. on a real note, there was this one guy that he didn't even think that his sister even liked him. She nominated him, which is pretty cool.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
You need to make sure to give your sister a huge hug and take back anything you said about her.
Yeah,
yeah.
That wasn't you, right?
No. Okay. I have an awesome relationship with my sister.
I guess. So you get this call and they say that you're the dude. Then you go up to New York and you do all that stuff. Then you come back down to Georgia. And have you done any TV or anything locally here?
No. The AJC did an interview with me and put an article out in the paper as well as online. I Charleston, South Carolina did an article as well, the Moultrie News.
Because that's where you're initially from.
Exactly. And other than that.
Have your friends like started introducing you at bars to girls as, hey, did you know he is Cosmo's hottest bachelor in Georgia?
Exactly. Yeah, they do. For sure. It's pretty funny. Yeah, definitely awesome.
No, have you gotten recognized yet without the friends around? Like, has anybody just come up to you and said, wait a minute, are you,
weren't you in Cosmo, dude?
Yeah, actually in New York, initially, when I was in an airport, I had somebody come up to me and ask me to sign their magazine, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
That's awesome.
Do they put any of your contact info in the magazine?
They gave me an email account, and wow.
How's that gone?
Oh, man.
Oh, you got to share some of those with us.
I have an email account. It's gabachelor09@gmail.com, something they set us up with. And, you know, I got quite a few emails in there. Some of them are very, very cool. Some of them are very funny, very comical, for sure, and definitely give you a good laugh. I mean, there's anywhere from, you know, a friend's mom to an inmate from a correctional facility trying to talk with you, and you're like, I'm cool on this one.
Have people sent you, like, pictures?
Yeah, I have some pictures.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Have you taken anybody up on their offers?
No.
If they've offered a date? No?
Not yet. I haven't really capitalized on that at all.
What are you waiting for? You're the hottest bachelor.
They list you as single in the magazine. Are you really single?
Definitely single.
Okay, so
so that means not in a relationship.
No relationship.
Okay, not just marital status.
Right. Not just,
right.
Not, my, not that I sleep downstairs, my wife sleeps upstairs. None of that.
Your stock is going to rise so much, especially if you're out with all your friends. I mean, they sort of have to tell girls around you that you're that guy, and then you have to sort of play the game like, I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Oh, don't embarrass
me. Stop bringing that up.
Even though I happen to have 6 magazines in my car, if you guys want to check it out.
And matter of fact, I had one signed with your name on it.
Right.
One of the DJs here, Johnny O, was living in Mississippi one year, and he was named on the same list.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
I didn't realize that. That's awesome.
Here's some audio. I think this is a TV station talking about Johnny O in Mississippi. Same thing from Cosmo.
Welcome back, everyone. A local radio DJ is turning more than just records these days.
He has all the ladies talking, at least those that read Cosmopolitan magazine. News Channel 12's Wendy Stowe introduces us to the new Mr. Mississippi.
Jackson's Y 101 with Johnny O. There goes desperately wanting better than Ezra.
You've heard him on the radio, but just wait till you see him in Cosmo. John O'Leary, you know him as Johnny O on Y 101, will be featured in a special summer issue of Cosmopolitan as Mr. Mississippi.
First of all, it was a shock because I didn't even really know it had happened, and I got the phone call right when I got off the air, and it was shock. That was it.
Several listeners entered John into the contest without him even knowing it.
It's a rush. I like it. I mean, it hasn't even really happened yet, but it's fun thinking about it. I think it's just because I've never really done anything like this.
Well, Johnny O, get ready for lots of attention. One guy featured last year got 3,500 letters.
Because you don't have that many, right?
No.
Not close to that?
Not yet.
And look what that's done for his career. Here he is now, a DJ at Q100. So anything is possible for you.
Rock on, Johnny O.
So where can women normally meet up with you? Like, where do you hang out around Atlanta?
Well, I definitely enjoy lunch at Mazzy's 3 over in Norcross. And other than that, I mean, I'm always game for whatever. I go to different places pretty
much
every
weekend.
Like,
if you go out, are you going out in Midtown or Buckhead or?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Cool.
Anywhere. Okay, we'll link up to the Cosmo article from our website. All right, Furman, thanks for coming in, man.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice getting to know you, man. Good luck with all of it.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. BORHERS.com/Burt. BORHERS.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So late October, I went to Nashville for the Georgia game, for the Georgia Vandy game, mm-hmm. and just really did it up alcohol-wise with Mark. Really did it up. I mean, whew, in an ugly way. And the weekend after that, we had some friends in town from Pennsylvania. Did it up again on Friday night. Then we had Jack U-Lantern on Saturday night, and I got stupid again.
The Big Wicked?
Big Wicked, yeah, on Saturday night.
The Big Wicked stories were funny because for about 2-3 weeks after Big Wicked, people would come into the studio, like, either salespeople or other people, you know, management or just people coming in, like guests on the show. And everyone would say, oh, dude, I saw you. Big Wicked, man. You look like you're having a good time. And you could see the vacant look in Bert's eyes where he's like,
I saw you.
When did I see you? Yeah. And like, even one of them was like, we rode there together.
At one point of the night, I'm not bragging about this. I'm embarrassed by it. But at one point of the night, we had a whole bunch of people in the limo, and the limo had to stop because I thought I was going to throw up. It's right in front of, like, the varsity.
No.
So they stop the limo. I get out, take some breaths, do that whole self-talk thing. You can do this. You don't have to throw up. You're going to be okay.
Oh, that's not a good place to be.
And I didn't yak, and I got back in the limo, but I was embarrassed, and I felt like an idiot. You just get to an age, you know, I feel like, I got kids now. And even though the party's always in me, I just don't want to be that guy. And I haven't wanted to be with him for, a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, all right, I'm taking November off from drinking. So I did for like 3.5 weeks. And the target date really was Thanksgiving because I knew once I got around Stacy's family that the alcohol was going to be flowing. But I took from like the 1st all the way to November 25th off.
And I was around Bert on 2 occasions. One, we ended up at the same time at the same we were going to having dinner together, and Bert pulled into the parking lot and saw that the new Sandy Springs Taco Mac was open. Mm-hmm. Smelled new. The beer smelled new.
Love that new bar smell.
So we get in there, and
say that?
The server comes over, and I say, I'll have a basket of fries and a 420. And I look at Bert, and Bert says, I'll have the chicken wings and a 7-Up.
Not for me.
But that was strong, right? And then, like, mm-hmm. the next week, we did that softball game with Brian McCann.
Right.
And afterwards, we all went over to Stats like half a dozen of us, 10 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat at one of the tables. They have the taps built into the table. And I'm looking at Bert. We are sitting
right at you.
Yeah, I'm looking at Bert at opposite ends of the table.
It's an arm's reach. The tap is right there. You pour your own.
No, you want one.
And the server comes, and he's handing out glasses, and he gets to Bert. There's a little bit of hesitation, and Bert says, could I just have a club soda? So...
And it really wasn't a problem.
It was impressive.
And I am, and I have always been, a binge drinker. I drink with intent. Like, people that go home and they have one drink mm-hmm. a night just to calm down, I have never understood that. I mean, it started in high school. I just got into that pattern, and that's how I drink, you know? So I thought, all right, I got to put the brakes on this, and I got to relearn how to drink. So I'm not going to drink at all in November. And I passed up parties where I knew that I'd be tempted. That part of not drinking was no problem at all. When the alcohol was in front of me, when Jeff and Jen were drinking and I didn't have a drink, no problem at all. Zero. Staying away from the parties, no problem. But Stacy's always maintained that the real test is just social drinking.
Oh, mm-hmm. Having like 3 drinks in a night and being done with it?
Drinking like a normal, healthy person and then just being done and then going to bed without a buzz or without getting a total drink on. And down in Hilton Head for Thanksgiving weekend, the whole family went out. And I tried this whole pacing yourself through the night thing.
Uh-huh.
And I did it, but it was way harder than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. In what ways? What made it hard?
Once I have a drink in my hand, and I know that there are probably alcoholics listening right now going, this dude is describing himself as an alcoholic. Once I had the drink in hand and I started drinking it, it's like I wanted to pour it down my throat. Like one, I was doing 1 an hour.
That's a type of alcoholism.
Yeah,
that's
good. Without a doubt. I haven't looked it up online, but I'm absolutely sure it is.
I think it's called binge alcoholism, and it's where you could go a year without ever having a drink,
mm-hmm.
but when you do get that first one or two in you, then you go hard, and that happens every single time you drink.
It was really hard. We started with a drink at 7 o'clock at dinner, and we probably stayed out till 12 or 12:30, and I had 4 drinks all night long, so 1 an hour, which for me is really, really slow. Normally, it would probably be 2, and I'd be buzzed by the end of the night, and I'd be the guy pushing everybody for shots.
Mm-hmm.
It was way more difficult than I thought it was. And I'm not exactly sure what to make of it. I don't know if I should give it up entirely now, or
so
I should.
What do you do now?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Like, what's the conversation going on inside your head? Like, because everybody else is probably focused on the conversation that's happening. You know, your family's chatting and you're talking and they're just sort of sipping on whatever they have in front of them.
Well,
in your mind, is there a whole different conversation going on?
It's two different answers. First of all, their family drinks a lot anyway. So pretty much everybody in that family drinks with the same intention. Like if we're all going out, we all know we're probably going to get...
It's a taxi night.
It's a taxi night, right?
Okay.
But for me, it was a constant reminding myself, slow down. You don't need another one. When the server came and asked everybody if they wanted a round, a couple of times I passed, which I never have done. Even if I have a full glass, I'll get another one, just making sure that I don't run out at all.
The server doesn't come back. Dude, that's right? An issue.
So it was a real battle, man. I mean, it's a real problem. So,
because I think the people that drink just a couple drinks are just wanting to relax, and that's their intention. And then when they feel like it's getting beyond relaxing is when they stop, because they think, oh, I don't want to, you know, because if they're... It's like the intention of the night is just to chill, you know, and just to relax and unwind a little bit.
And my mentality has never really developed past like being 22 or 23 mm-hmm. years old. Like if you're going to drink, you do it to get stupid and have fun
mm-hmm.
and not relax and be social.
Right.
So all night long, I kept, you know, sort of like reserving the urge to say, hey, let's do a shot of Patron.
What about
another round for everybody? It was really difficult.
What about drinking as an accompaniment? Like to a meal. Like, for example, I had dinner last night with a friend, and while we ate, we each had 2 beers. And that was it. Like, there was no intention. We certainly weren't.
I don't understand that mentality. Like, adds to the meal for you?
Well, I just.
Definitely.
Yeah, like we
especially with wine, or you know, like selecting a good wine to go with dinner and have one glass and that's it.
We met at Five Seasons. So it was. It's a beer place,
mm-hmm.
and we were sitting in the bar, so it just kind of seemed like I got a pizza, I'm going to have a beer with it. And then we were talking, and it just, you know, we talked through 2 beers, and then that was it.
Yeah, I don't really, I mean, if I had to be totally honest and totally strip it down, like, I don't like the taste of alcohol. I don't like the taste of beer. I don't like the taste of vodka. So if I'm drinking, it's for one thing. It's escapism, really. It's just to get numb through the night.
Now, when you guys were in Italy, didn't you say it was a little bit different when you guys were on vacation and you were like having the long dinners and the wine and stuff? Like,
well,
was that any different, or was that still drink wine until you get to that stage?
It wasn't as bad, but it was definitely like if we're drinking wine, we're going to drink to get buzzed. And we did.
Right.
Good morning. Is it Erie?
Eric.
Eric, she forgot the C. Good morning.
What's up, Erie?
How are you?
It's a small but an important letter.
Yes.
When there's only 4 letters to it, each and every one of them are very important. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just going to say, years ago when I was in New York, I actually had a psychiatrist tell me that that's called dipsomania. It's crazy as that sounds. And he said, basically, it's that you can, you know, you have that one drink, but you can't. It's like, you know, you try to set that limit for 3, you know, I want to have 3, and then you'll find some excuse, but you basically can't stop drinking.
And what's
it
called?
You can go months without drinking, you know, several mm-hmm. months, you know, quit drinking, but then whenever you have those couple of drinks, mm-hmm. it's just, it starts creeping up on you, and you can't stop till you just keep getting higher.
Yeah, and it's not that you can't stop, because I did. It was just the first time I'd ever tried it, and it was way more difficult than I thought it was going to be. And like he said, I could probably go months without a drink and be fine. No problem. Mm-hmm. I did it with weeks, for weeks, and I had no desire at all to have any alcohol.
I think it's, well, you know, it's also like with smoking or any or eating or anything. When you're in a pack, when you're at home or with your buddies, you know, it, the difficulty comes not only, I mean, if you were by yourself, you could do whatever you wanted to do. But I think the temptation comes from if you're going out, then, I mean, do you avoid your friends all the time? Because, you know, when you go out with them, they're going to want to party.
I know.
Party,
and
know?
I did have to do that a couple of times during those 3.5-4 weeks that I didn't drink. I mean, there were some parties going on. One of my best friends was having a party at his restaurant, and I avoided it completely because I knew if I went in there for one, it was going to be the same kind of pressure I give everybody else was going to be on me. So I just avoided the night altogether.
Yeah.
Do you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you have any friends that would back you up? Like if you went out, like I know most of the people you hang out with, so I think I can answer this with a no. But like if you said to one of them, hey, look,
I'm asking you anyway. You
got to get my back on this. I'm going to go out tonight and I'm going to have 3 vodkas and that's it. 3, whatever you drink. And so, help me out. Don't let them pressure me. Distract them.
Yeah, I've got 2 different groups of friends. I've got the friends that you're talking about right there that go out that don't have kids, and I've got friends that have kids. If I go out with the friends that have kids...
The ones with kids are the big drinkers, aren't they?
The ones without the kids are the big drinkers. If I go out with the parents, then that's no problem at all.
Right.
Good morning, Mary. You're on Q100.
I'm just calling. I'm laughing because you guys are describing me to an absolute T.
Really?
I mean, I think the difference is I can go out in a social setting and not drink. That is not a problem. I don't avoid social situations.
Mm-hmm.
But this second that I have that first drink, glass of wine, martini, beer, whatever, it's on.
That's absolutely exactly how on. I feel. Like, I could be around people that are drinking, no problem. But if have the first sip, then I'm in for the night.
See, well, I think the difference is, too, I'm definitely a social drinker. I mean, there is no way in the world, you know, if my husband were out of town or whatever, that I'm going to come home, crack a bottle of wine, open a beer, whatever, and have a drink by myself. I mean, it is absolutely a social setting for me. Same with smoking. I don't smoke at home, but this open that first beer, open that first, you know, have the first glass of wine, you know, cigarette in hand. Definitely been situation.
I was curious, like, is it the feeling of the buzz that makes you want to keep going till the ultimate end? But you just said it's the first sip. So it's not the feeling of a buzz that makes you want to keep staying more buzzed. It's like,
well,
the first
I definitely
sip.
Have an agenda. I'm the same way. I mean, like, I think there's a difference in beer that you like and then there's beer that you drink. I mean, like, I can go out and have, you know, a higher gravity beer or a Guinness or a dark beer and have that. But, you know, I definitely don't drink for the taste. In any sense, I mean, I do enjoy alcohol. Like, I enjoy good wines. You know, I enjoy, you know, a nice martini. But even in my mind, I'm not drinking it for the taste.
Yeah, me neither.
Not Bert. Bert enjoys getting buzzed.
It's like once you start, your direction is the finish line.
I equate more fun with more drinking. The more fun, the more buzz you're going to be. And I got to totally change that mentality or give it up altogether.
Right.
Because just having one means having 8.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's just, I'm more worried about the friend groups than anything and you being able to give it up. Because one of my friends is a recovering alcoholic and it is a totally different setting when we're out with her and her girlfriend than it is with other people. And I'm
no
always
doubt.
Having to tell Katie, Katie, remember what we're doing, who we're going with, right?
I know.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, Melissa Carter, why don't you reset this for us? What is our No Hot Lana campaign?
All right, well, for years, I think this we established it started in the 70s where the term Hot Lana was big for the city. It was like a PR kind of buzzword for Atlanta so that everybody knew that it was Hot Lana because it was a city that was growing. It's getting hot. Well, now we find that only people outside of the city of Atlanta use the word Hotlanta. So when they're talking to, you know, one of us is talking to friends or relatives, oh, well, how's it down in Hotlanta? And so it's a little cheesy because it's now 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And so it's just time for change. So we need, you know, now it's the ATL, but Hotlanta is just not cool. So we're trying to get everybody to understand that it's not cool and to stop using it. So I believe, was it Janet Jackson, the first person we talked to about this No Hotlanta campaign? Like, just stop using the word Hotlanta and tell all your people not to use the word Hotlanta. And that's kind of how it started.
And if it just comes up in casual conversation, I think as Atlantans, we have a responsibility just to say to our out-of-state friends that don't know any better, hey, you know, we don't really call it Hotlanta down there anymore.
It's not cool anymore.
But there are still some locals that are holding on to past traditions. And we have suggested that you email us or call us, whatever you got to do. Facebook us in a lot of cases also and tell us about these offenders. Here are five.
Well, and like you said, to make change, sometimes you have to embarrass a few people. Mm-hmm. You know, set them out as examples of what not to do.
This one comes from Jessica Brown on my Facebook page. If only I had a magic marker last night. Obviously, Tavern 99 didn't get the memo regarding Hotlanta. And she snapped a picture of a big banner they had up last weekend that said, Hotlanta welcomes the Miller Coors Southeast Region team.
No.
See, Tavern 99's new, too.
You should know better.
It's like a new, cool place to go and hang out.
No, it's a new place. It's not go with cool yet.
Well, yeah.
It's a cool place.
This won't get you on the cool list. Hotlanta will not get you on the cool list.
Hotlanta knocks you down off the cool list.
Getting a whole bunch of emails from you guys. This one from Teresa, again, telling Starbucks that you got to get rid of those mugs with the Hotlanta.
Because it says Atlanta in huge letters on this one coffee mug, and then underneath Atlanta, it says Hotlanta. So it's not even necessary because it's not the...
It already says Atlanta. I have a friend who collects those mugs because you can like only buy the city when you are visiting the city. So, like, in Atlanta, it's just the Atlanta mugs.
Like a Hard Rock t-shirt.
Yeah, like in San Diego, you know. So so they're collectible in each city. So people are actually, like, coming here, taking one of those home to other places.
They're spreading it.
Like swine flu.
Exactly.
like that disease in the Cuba Gooding movie.
The Ebola?
Yeah.
Katie Hess on my Facebook page, the Sweetwater Beer Mix Pack has, quote-unquote, brewed and bottled in Hotlanta, Georgia, printed all over it.
Sweetwater, man.
What?
It's right in your own backyard. Jeff, those are your people.
I know. I'm going to have to make a call.
That's always what you order, and you cannot order it anymore until they vow to take it off.
Where do they say it is?
It says it's the Sweetwater Beer Mix Pack has brewed and bottled in Hotlanta, Georgia.
Because their trucks are tie-dyed. Cool. You know, but from the 70s. So they just, you know, some things keep, some things don't keep.
Miller, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, driving through Riverdale this past weekend, avoiding all that traffic, and there is a Hotlanta Wings place in Riverdale.
Yeah, we know about that place.
Yeah, somebody else has called us about that. Thank you for calling them out, though.
But see, that one almost makes sense because they're not referring to the city. They're referring to their wings.
Yeah, there is a...
like it's a hot wings, and so it's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's such a fine line here, though.
There is a place in town that sells Hotlanta wings made with the Hotlanta hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's describing the sauce and the wings.
I'm okay with that.
In order to get rid of a campaign that's been so... You know, entrenched for 30 years, though, I think you got to go totally the other way and completely.
You're right, Bert. If we're going to tackle this issue, we got to tackle it head on.
Damn right.
Because if people outside the city learn that Hotlanta only refers to wings here, that's fine. But we, you know, we're not there yet.
We got to make progress. We got to make real social change.
Baby steps. Julie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Think globally, act locally.
Yeah, I was on a tower again. I was in Texas, and I spread the No Hotlanta love to the Texans.
Did somebody in Texas say something about Hotlanta?
Yes, I was coming back to Texas and Sunday, and they were all like, oh, you're going back to Hotlanta. Mm-hmm. And I screamed, no!
Were you down in San Antone or in the Big D?
I was in Amarillo.
They don't even
I'm
have
just surprised that anybody in Texas like recognizes any state other than Texas.
Yeah. I'm shocked they knew that we existed.
Exactly.
This email may be the most dangerous here. It's Sarah writes, I was in the airport on Monday and saw the worst violation of Hotlanta. In one of the stores in the D terminal, there is an ATL store, Atlanta store, and there was a white T-shirt with the following graphic. It just said HTL. And then Hotlanta, Georgia was written underneath it. And she says, this is worse. Flames were coming out of the H and the HTL.
There's a logo with Hotlanta now.
She writes, if we are promoting it in the busiest airport in the world, Hartsfield, where passengers around the world are seeing this, it's no wonder it's spreading like fire. She's right.
Does anybody buy that T-shirt?
You know who we have to get on
board?
Somebody
who doesn't live here.
This is, and I've gotten to everybody who sent the tweets, and this upsets me too, because I'm a fan.
Of what?
Bort.
Oh, no.
Neil?
Well, he's from that old school.
He used it on a show.
It's going to be tougher. It's going to be tougher with the old people.
But he's syndicated. He's in like 6 million cities. We get him on board. If we get him to buy in on this.
This is true.
You know how hard it is, though, to get old people to change their routine.
I think we can do it, though. I used to work down the hall from him. He remembers me.
Mm-hmm. We give him a
little, can call.
A little flash.
He remembers you, all right. Good morning, Katie. You're on
Q100.
I was calling to report Niecy on the Style Network. Uh-huh. She came and did a show in Atlanta, and she kept referring to it as Hotlanta.
Because she's not from here. She was doing the show here.
She's not.
So
she was all over the Style Network saying it.
Well, from now on, I'm going to refer to her as Nissa.
Dina writes, this one is actually to Wendy. Hey, Wendy, I thought you'd be interested in the Not Hotlanta party. We, East Andrews, are hosting this Thursday night at 10 o'clock in conjunction with a local singles group and Hands-On Atlanta fundraiser. Cool. It's not only for a great cause, but also to show our support for your radio campaign. We look forward to seeing you and your listeners on Thursday night. So that's a Not Hotlanta party going on at East Andrews.
On Thursday.
East Andrews gets it. Tavern 99. You got to step it up.
You're down the street from each other. Hello? Help each other out.
Yeah.
Hey, Alvin, go ahead. You're on Q100.
I called about the bar thing. I used to work at a bar, and the corporate actually prints those banners and gives them as a like a run for certain beers and such like that.
So he's an out-of-towner banner company.
The Miller people.
Yeah.
They should know better.
Tisk, gotta educate these people.
Good morning, Samantha. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I was actually calling because I have a celebrity offender. Uh-oh. Ellen DeGeneres, on her recent show, did the Bigger, Wider show, and she was introducing one of her newest acts, and she said, all the way from Hotlanta, and I about cried.
Do you remember the name of the act?
I'm not sure. Well, they had a gentleman that swallowed a hanger, and then his wife hit him on the head with a toaster to bend it at an angle.
Okay.
Oh,
and I think that was the act. If it wasn't that, it was when she was introducing Kanye West, but it was right within those couple minutes.
Did I drop acid?
All right, so
30 seconds. Am I on shrooms?
That's how we get on TV.
We need to tweet Ellen today and tell her that she's made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Hey, when you introduced that guy before Kanye West who swallowed the coat hanger before his wife hit him with a toaster, do you remember that? Remember? You said Hotlanta.
If everybody's going to tweet her, how should they do it? Pound no more Hotlanta?
Yeah, you gotta hashtag it.
Okay. And what is the hashtag?
No more Hotlanta.
No more Hotlanta.
Good morning, Matt. You're on Q100.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I'd like to report an offense. This past weekend during the Georgia game.
of course.
Yeah. Right before halftime, there was a commercial. And as the commercial went out and the announcer came back on, he said, welcome guys back to Hotlanta, where the dogs are, and he gave the score and everything, and I was like, no!
was that Vern Lundquist on CBS? No, this was an ABC game, wasn't it?
No, this was on the radio on 750, AM 750.
This is your team, Bert.
Was that Neil Williamson?
I'm not even sure of his name, actually.
Your team, Bert. You gotta make the phone call.
I just turned the channel there.
Okay, yeah. So 750. We got Borch to cover, and we've got this dude to cover now also over at 750.
Yeah, yeah, Neil Williamson. I used to work with him, too. I got to call him up.
They should know better.
No more Hot Lanta.
All right, once again, if you see an offense, go ahead and email us or Facebook us, and we'll put them on our list.
We'll embarrass them, right, for
it's
sure.
It's the No Hot Lanta campaign.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Bert Show.
So I want to revisit a conversation we started earlier this morning because Wendy got in at the very last minute and it was too late to get her actually in on the whole debate. We were debating this morning if women and guys can really, really just be platonic, have platonic friendships.
Now,
and this is all based on Jen and her fantasy that she's got this one platonic dude that she went over to hang out with last night.
Yes.
In her PJs.
Yoga pants.
Drank a little wine, watched a little football, and she thinks, it's no problem. We've already established this is just friendship.
We're just friends.
The thing is, now, just so we're, you know.
I don't
all,
think that's that crazy.
I don't think
it's
so
not,
either.
But here's what.
You're just going to get me right in the face again.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to get angry because we're not.
There's no reason to get mad.
We're not. Then listen.
He's fine with just being my friend.
No, he's not. Right. Here's the deal. What no. Bert said, Bert made a big sweeping generality. There certainly are occasions
sure.
where guys and girls can be friends. But in this circumstance, when you are talking about an attractive single woman, as Jen is and Wendy claims to be, and
claims to be single, not the attractive.
I seriously wish I wasn't.
So we've got two pretty girls, right?
Yeah.
And in for one of them, for Jen, there is a guy who is in her world who is a good-looking guy.
Who she admits.
She admits
yeah,
he's
a good-looking guy.
Absolutely.
Is a known player. Like, I have watched him from a distance the way those photographers watch the lions in Africa. And you just observe and you are amazed
moves.
At the beauty and grace of the creature. Like, around women, I have seen him do things that would have made him the president of a fraternity had we been in college together.
And you
Me
have
too.
Even labeled him as charming.
Yes.
You think he's
he
a charming,
charming
guy.
So, and I've watched the exact same thing
happen. It's amazing,
happen.
Isn't it? Right?
We talk about the girls that he dates. We talk about the guys that I date.
Wonderful.
We talk about all of that stuff.
You're like, speaking gibberish.
Because we're friends.
So here's what we were trying
so
to make.
Angry.
Bert and I were trying to make Jen understand is it's great that you're friends. I mean, even when he said this weekend, that she should come over alone on Monday night and watch football together when he made that suggestion, her response was, okay, but don't try to make out with me.
So, because we're friends. Like, I can say jokey
sure.
things like that.
But what
even that itself is flirty.
What I'm saying, it is, by the way. But what
it came from a previous conversation.
Doesn't matter.
You had to be there.
What I'm saying is, and what Bert, I think, is saying less angrily, from a guy's point of view, all of your declarations about this being just friends,
yeah,
irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
They not even on the radar. the fact that you came over to his house wearing yoga pants and hung out and watched the game and all that other stuff, all that is that's another deposit into his bank account. Mm-hmm. It's the Christmas club like your mom and dad used to have.
No.
Every month they're putting $100 in so they can buy the toys in December.
Let me
He's
add
just
this.
Waiting for Christmas.
Well, I think Jeff's right that there are some where men and women can be just friends for sure. However,
like,
I would add
this.
Like, in
what situation?
Now, this is the situation I'm going to give you. If there is zero attraction between both of them, if you didn't think this dude was an attractive guy, and I'm sure he thinks you're an attractive woman, if there was no attraction, then I think it's possible. But since there is an attraction, you think he's attractive, he thinks you're attractive, you guys are going to hook up.
That's not necessarily
true. I think platonic can be done.
It can't be done.
It can be, because I've had a friend for 4 years that's a guy, and we've hung out, watched football games, went to football games.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
Well, he doesn't speak to me now because he's got a girlfriend.
There mm-hmm. you go. Mm-hmm. There's more to it than that.
But it's always been platonic. There hasn't been any moves made or anything.
Platonic.
I like that.
Platonic.
It's always been platonic.
Yeah. Just so you know, that type of platonic relationship means he wants to play with your boobs.
Here's what I'm saying, Jen. Because that you guys find each other attractive, okay?
Right.
Even though you're friends, there is a good chance, because you guys are going out, hanging out, and drinking, there's a good chance that you guys accidentally one night are going to do something that we never saw coming. This isn't right. Oh, my God. Our friendship is at stake here. And you guys are going to end up hooked up with each other, waking
up
next to each other
the
next morning.
That's the thing, is I like him as my friend so much, and I like going out with his group of friends and my group mm-hmm. of friends. Like, everybody always has a really great time together.
Yeah.
And that's why, because it's platonic.
Hey,
so
Jen,
that's the way I'd like to keep it, because I don't want to mess that up.
Right.
Like,
okay, and I'm sure he's on the same page.
As
I'm
soon tell as you make you, out with somebody, then everything changes, and it gets all weird, and then somebody likes somebody more than the other, and then I don't want to do that.
All right, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a secret.
Good friends.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about your friendship. He doesn't care.
He does.
He wants.
He
no.
does. He's different than you, Jeff.
I think he probably no. does. I think he probably does. All
he
I'm
does.
Saying is that you are putting yourself in a situation where the accidental hookup is inevitable.
What is
no,
that?
No, it's not.
I don't think so. I don't think it's inevitable.
Because they're only.
Why are you laughing, Melissa? You're being awfully quiet.
Because
over here.
I date women, and I, you
it's
know,
the same.
Girls are not. You know, girls do think differently about dating women than guys do. But that what they're saying is all the same. Like, if I really like somebody, and I'm friends with her, and then I'm attracted to her, and she's giving me the Heisman, and it's not going to work out. But I have placed people in situations where there was alcohol just to see if that would happen a little.
And how
little
long
easier.
Would you be
but
willing to
no
wait?
But there's no Heisman because there's no advances.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the indirect Heisman. It's the fact that I'm around and there.
It's not
it's
happening.
The fact that it's not happening.
He's saying
and there
so
was
not,
a Heisman.
I never made a move on this one. You know, these women. It's just that I could sense. Okay, it's not going to happen naturally. So I'm going to have to help the situation out a little bit.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. You are part of The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I have a guy friend that we were initially platonic and grew up together, going through middle and elementary school and high school. And I knew all his girlfriends. He knew all my boyfriends. And when neither one of us were dating anybody, we would end up hooking up. And it was just one of those things where we could still hang out, but we'd end up hooking up.
Which is not, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a little friends with benefits kind of thing happening there.
You just need to know
mm-hmm.
that in his mind, every time you and he are around, he is thinking that there's a chance you guys are going to hook up. You can say platonic all you want.
From the guys, I would say, but if Jen says no, then it's never going to happen.
Every time you guys don't matter.
What I'm trying to say is there's no need to say no because there's no advances.
Right.
In the equation.
But I think that you,
right?
The responsibility is going to be on your shoulders, because I do believe he will take advantage of a situation comes up, and unfortunately, you're going to have to be the one to say no if you want to keep it platonic.
And, okay, just so you know, when you say there's no advances,
right?
You know when he's talking to you about how happy he is to be single and how great it is to be free and liberal?
Right.
He's setting you up.
Every time you guys don't hook up, he gets closer to hooking up with you.
Yes. Let me
tell
yes.
Jen. Let me
what do you guys
I hate to tell you this, but guess what?
Why are you so passionate about this?
I can hang out with whoever I want to hang out with.
Because I'm frustrated because it's so obvious.
Why do you
it's
care?
Not
so,
like no.
So
why do you care?
Here's the deal.
It's not that obvious.
He's having conversations because your girl brain, there's too many roads. Guy brain is one big empty parking lot. Just walk in there and look around and you can see everything. Okay? So look, he's having a conversation. You say to him, let's call him Peter. So you say, hey, Peter, you know what? I'm really enjoying this single life. Like, it's really whatever. And his response is, me too. Bonding, connection between you two. I guarantee you, if a week from now you said to him, you know what? I really miss being in a relationship. He would say, I know what you mean. There really is
no,
something.
I don't think he would. I think he is the type of guy that totally wants to be single for a long time.
He's the type of guy who totally wants to pull your pants down. But so he's going to say what he has to say in order to align himself with you.
That's not true.
Bert, just give, can I get an amen?
That's not true.
I don't know that would be, like, I don't think all guys play it that way. Like, I think that part of his playing is always sort of letting her know that he's not in it for a relationship at all, which makes him more of a chase for you.
It's not a chase. We're friends.
You don't even know you're chasing him.
I'm not anybody. There's
Jen
a couple
just wants
I'm chasing,
friendship.
I'm
yes,
not.
That can be possible. You could just want friendship and not anything else.
The declaration that we're not going to make out tonight to him is, oh my God, she's thinking about making out with me.
That is a part of a different conversation that shouldn't even be a part of this conversation.
And what was the percentage that you gave us this morning? What was the percentage you gave us this morning before I close my case?
Well, it's not 100%.
You said there's 99% chance that you guys won't hook up.
Right.
And what he's hearing is...
nothing's 100%.
What he's hearing is that's 100% of 1%.
And that's the point. I mean, the point is that it's not like a guy... It's not like he is going hunting and he's up in the tree looking at you through his scope. But it is in the back of his mind that every situation is a potential opportunity, you know? Like, the difference is if he made an advance on you, you would turn him down. If you made an advance on him, he would not turn you down.
Hey, Bobby, good morning. You're on Q100.
Bert, I never agree with Jeff, but I'm going to have to say that he is right on point. Everything that he is saying.
Agreed.
And Jen is in denial, and so is Wendy. Oh, my God. He is waiting. He is waiting in the wings. He is waiting for his opportunity. Trust me, I know.
Look, how many times have we done this on the air before where we've asked guys to call us up right now and tell us how long you have pretended to be friends just for that one chance, the one vulnerable space that happens eventually? Guys were calling up saying it took me 15 years.
That's not the situation.
Guys are like cats. If you put...
Bert just checked out on that.
Yeah, right.
Listen to me. If you open up a can of tuna fish once...
What?
Right?
I am...
Maybe that's a bad example.
Really bad.
That's a bad example. Okay.
Let me interrupt it for a second.
Jay, Jeff, if you put a handful of cat food outside the door of your house, right? Once. That cat... will know that there's always a chance, no matter how many times you say, I'm not going to put any more food out. That cat knows there's always a chance. So when you say 99%, he doesn't hear 99%. He hears 1% really, really, really loud.
It's like Jeff is passionately warning you about something, where my thing is, this is the funnest part of dating casually. This is the funnest part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, the leading up to the making out part, so enjoy it, because, I mean, I think that's what makes it fun is the fact that there might be an opportunity, there might not be an opportunity. He's going to try, you're going to try, you may not, I don't know. So,
The beauty is you can if you want.
Yeah.
Because you're single.
I don't understand why it's such a warning to you.
There's no warning. No. I'm using dating as a verb right now.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.